Good evening.
Blog
America
Talk Radio.
Health Crisis. Host Paulette Young. Hi, you have reached America Health Crisis. This is Paulette Young speaking. We're going to have another hot topic tonight, sugar. Can it cause dementia or Alzheimer's? Does it interfere with your brain function?
Hi, you have reached America Health Crisis. This is Paulette Young speaking.
Okay, something's wrong with the radio
station. Sugar. Can it cause dementia or Alzheimer's? Does it interfere with your brain function?
Okay, there's technical difficulty with Blog Talk Radio. So bear with us. Okay. Again. Okay, sugar is the main energy source for cells in your body. Hello?
Hello.
Blog Talk Radio is having feedback or something. They're having and I'm getting not quite sure why what's happening has happened. Because I'm talking and then it's, let me see if I can clear it. I don't think I can. Wait, let me try something. Let's see if this will work. Okay, can you hear me?
Hello? Hello?
Okay, you can hear me okay?
Feedback or
something.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, it's like I'm having a backlash or it's a double doing something. The board is up and running. Everything looks normal. But everything doesn't sound normal. I'm not sure what's coming in on your end. Can you just hear me one thing, or are you hearing several voices?
I hear several voices. I hear some stuff in the background.
Okay, well, go ahead and talk. I don't know what to do. They have to straighten their end out.
Oh, mercy.
Don't we have fun?
All the time. In fact, it's repeating itself over and over again.
Yes.
You got double talk going on.
Hmm. And it looks like there's nothing I can do on my end. Let me do one thing. See if that'll... Nope, nothing straightens it. Okay, just go ahead and talk then.
It's repeating itself over and over again.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we want to know if sugar can create problems that actually contribute to Alzheimer's in your brain. It's obvious to us that sugar, once it, your kidneys can't handle it, and according to the doctors, actually your liver secretes more insulin than your kidneys. But basically, once your body can't handle it, then absolutely it can contribute significantly, because you're on your way to shutdown. One of the ways that after 3 days, your kidneys start to kick in and start to put a chemical into your body, and your kidneys try to compensate, and which is one of the reasons why people that are diabetic begin to urinate profusely. It's because the body is trying to rid itself the best it can of too much of the stuff inside of it. And so eventually what happens, obviously, is all of the other systems, which are, of course, you know, you begin to breathe fast, your heart beats a little faster. After a while, your brain just says, we got an overload. And so you definitely have a contribution. And of course, this is continued for years at a time. Absolutely. You're not going to think as well. And there are people that have certain kind of problems and even end up on sugar, according to the Mayo Clinic, comatose. And then, of course, these are lucky ones. They get to come back. But they seem to have symptoms which mimic, or they actually have Alzheimer's, because they have significant memory loss and basically significantly dead areas in the brain which no longer work. So according to both CDC, the Mayo Clinic, and other various studies, and also there's a study in which what they did was they took mice, and they did a study in which some of the mice were just given sugar, they overloaded them. And then, you know, they hook these little guys up with wires and test to see how well their brain functions. And absolutely, the most striking thing that happened was these guys could no longer travel through a maze in which they could run through there and go find the cheese. They can't do it anymore because, you know, their opinion, the mice had Alzheimer's.
Wow.
They have basic loss of memory functions. And that's amazing. It's not to say that we're like mice, but it's crystal clear.
Mm-hmm.
That
was that the one you read from UCLA, or was that from another university?
That was from UC Berkeley.
Oh, Berkeley. Oh, okay.
Berkeley, yeah. And, you know, they have significant information that shows that there's no doubt that it's a contributor. It does not necessarily happen to everybody, but just as they did tests on lab rats, it's conclusive that sugar is a bad deal. And it's sad to say, but basically and not only in just the pure form of sugar, because they tried a number of different sugars. They tried, they tried Activia, they tried Sweet and Low, different types of sugars. They also tried the syrup, sugar syrups, which are used in sodas. And they found that the one in sodas was even a bigger contributor to creating some serious states with the brain, because it was 10 times sweeter than sugar.
Wow.
So it is crystal clear that it is not good, and that our bodies are not designed to technically deal with it at all. Our bodies are designed for natural sugar, And the kind of sugar which we all like, we all enjoy, is not natural. That's not natural sugar. Unfortunately, your Hershey bar and your Payday and all of those things, your cake and your ice cream, that's not natural sugar. And those sugars do have a payday, and they're starting to find that in some cases, people that end up with an overload have a significant possibility. They don't necessarily state in percentages because they're still doing blind studies, but they do show that basically even with children, they do know that children in school, according to nutritional studies, that first of all, children that did not have the sugar don't function well because they need the sugar for some sugars, natural sugars, for their body to function properly. But children that were overloaded with oranges, junk food, candy, did not perform well. They wanted to go to sleep. The brain shut down.
Yeah, and a lot of that has to do with, because our brain is dependent on insulin also. And the insulin, as you said before, it's a natural hormone, and it allows it helps the sugar into the cell. Without insulin, that sugar is just going to sit, and it's not going into the cell. So if there's an overload, that means your insulin's is less, and then that sugar is not going to go into the cells at all. And that does pose a problem.
Yeah, it's a significant problem. And because the body is a time machine, it's well designed in terms of, you know, some things work, but who's got 3 days for your kidneys to turn around and wake up and try to function? And then also your pancreas. Some people have been doing this stuff all their lives, so certain components are already shot. There's certain people that decide that their form of sugar and their form of water is alcohol. And alcohol is a form of sugar. Alcohol is basically technically made from a form of sugar. It has a lot of it in it. That's how you make your best whiskey is you get yourself a bushel of corn. Back in the old days, my grandfather and them, they used to get a sack of corn and throw it in the bathtub with water. And then they would add hops and a few other things to it. That's how they made their beer. And, of course, modern day, we can all turn on the television and watch some of the backwoods shows of how they make bootleg whiskey. But that liquid form of sugar, once you kill off your liver, which, again, I repeat, your liver does a better job of better than your pancreas in terms of secreting insulin into your body. You mess that up, you really messed up.
That's sad. Let me go to a commercial break for just about 1 minute.
I am a mother.
I am an entrepreneur.
I'm a journalist.
I am a singer.
A businesswoman.
I am an artist.
An educator.
A sister.
An advocate.
A leader.
A queen.
I am a friend.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am one of more than a million people living with HIV in the U.S.
We are not alone.
Let's stop HIV together.
Get the facts. Get tested. Get involved.
Hi, you're on American Health Crisis. If you want to dial in 858-769-4936, press 1 and you'll be on the air live. We are having some technical difficulty that's out of my control. It's with Blog Talk Radio. And so far it hasn't been straightened out. So you're hearing double talk. Anyway, this is host Paulette Young along with Selena Lindsay. And we've been talking about sugar. Can it cause dementia and Alzheimer? And Selena has given a wealth of information so far on this topic because so many people are having trouble concentrating, coming down with early dementia, coming down with Alzheimer's, and the average person eats too much sugar per day. Women should have only 25 grams of sugar per day, and men only 37 grams per day. One banana has 12 grams of sugar, and a median apple is 24 grams. So you need to read the labels. Your average dessert has way over the amount. It's more than what you should have for daily intake. So we're wondering why we're going crazy or losing our focus or why children, some kids aren't learning at the rate they should be learning. Start looking at their diet. Okay, Selena, go ahead.
Yes, and in talking about the kids, of course, you know, they even took some of those lab rats because, you know, they have the kids that are extremely active and busy, and of course the diamond word of the day is called attention deficit. And basically what they found out, these kids were sugar overloaded.
Mm-hmm.
And that they didn't need the fancy drug called Ritalin. Take them off the sugar. And
something so natural, so easy. People don't realize that once you have one taste of sugar, your body craves more. Don't have any sugar and your body won't be craving anything.
Yeah, and it was an astounding study because they went around to various schools and they wanted to take a serious look at some of the real troublemakers that were inside of the schools and really take a look and see what was their diet. And what they found out was really astounding. Basically, either they didn't have one, which means they didn't get any food, which is a big part of something that I do, which is most people don't know that most children don't get a meal unless they go to school. On Friday, there's no food. So they come to school on Monday, they can't learn. And the second thing they found out was those that what they did get, they ate candy or sugar or something that was definitely really high in sugar content. And so these children, in some cases, showed early signs of, and we're talking about children that range between the ages of 5 and 15, showing signs of both Alzheimer's and dementia.
Wow.
They couldn't remember anything, they could not function.
And that's young people.
And these are between 5 and 15 years old.
Wow.
And this is the effect of one way or the other. No sugar, and then suddenly too much sugar because they didn't have food. And then when they did get food, the food was high sugar content. You know, and the average child, they asked what they got when they at home, what did they eat? A donut.
And that's
or soda for breakfast.
Wow.
This is what they had.
And then they crash.
Exactly.
I have too much sugar, and some people go into depression, or it just slows the whole brain up.
Well, their basic study was to determine what they wanted to determine was how much of this do we really have going on that doctors are allocating as attention deficit when it's really something else and it's being triggered by something else. And that's the real problem.
Something so simple. You would think
well,
it would
the real
be
problem
common
is bad nutrition, which that's the same problem that we have with adults, and that's basically what we're talking about, is these bad choices of nutrition concerning sugar is the trigger for both Alzheimer's and dementia, and a more marked state of Alzheimer's. They don't really know what actually causes it, but they're looking at if you continue to overload a system which to the point that other areas begin to shut down, and especially say in older people that are not active, that it becomes a tremendous factor because you already have some things that don't work or not working properly, and then the sugar in certain forms again, like alcohol. Some of your elderly people are very lonely. They're by themselves, and they decide to make friends and have friends with those guys named Budweiser, whiskey, scotch, and all those guys. And you get too friendly with those kinds of friends, you're in for more serious problems because it's very, very clear that these things can begin to shut down the way the neurons in your brain fires. And when your brain is doing certain things, you see, it sends electricity down your spinal column. It's and your brain is telling everything in your body how it's supposed to work, very much like a computer that has a CPU. It is the brain that tells it how to function. And when that doesn't work, then everything goes awry. And their suspicion is there are a lot of fingers that are pointing to the fact that high concentrations of sugar is detrimental to humans. And that just as we have taken a stance on better nutrition to children, we have to, as a society, begin to take a better stance and a better look at actually what it is that we're eating and how much sugar content is in the things that we formerly believe to be safe or good for us, because on the average packaging, you'd be surprised. In fact, Dr. Phil did a health television thing, and he asked the young lady what item would she consider to be a good breakfast. And sad to say, she said a donut. And this is the state that we're in, because most people have no idea what a good meal is, and some things have radically changed since the dinosaur age, which my son talks about how old I am. We used to, you know, they had the old nutritional things that showed us the four food groups and et cetera. Well, all of that has dramatically changed because we don't need all of that.
For the little kids, they've gone back to it, looking at the four, or you can say five food groups, because those that are working in preschool daycares with the young ones have to be fed something from the four food groups. And the food has to be low in fat, low in salt, or no trans fat, low in sugar, and sugar should be number three or below on the list. No butter, no gravies, no sugary sauces, a lot of things that they were doing before. Whole grain only. Even for snacks, the snacks are being controlled now. And they focus on the four food groups, thank God. But at least they started with the preschool and daycare. That's a start.
Yes, and that's the thing, that we have to take those same initiatives with the bigger people. And I'm glad to see that, of course, you know, a lot of restaurants, very popular ones, which I won't name, they're, a lot of them are, as they said, raising their skirts a little bit and revealing what's under there. But technically, they're not stopping what they're doing. So what they show you that the hamburger has 700 calories. And it shows you
that
the bun
alone. You don't want to take a bite of that one. And how much sodium?
and it's 1,200 milligrams of sodium. And that the bun alone has 54 grams of sugar in it. Okay.
Wow.
You
okay,
know,
we've been talking on American Health Crisis. You've been listening to Selena Lindsay and Paulette Young. And the dial-in number was 858-769-4936, and you would press 1 if you want to be on the air, or you can just listen. And we're talking about sugar, and it sounds like sugar does contribute or is linked to dementia and Alzheimer's. They are doing more research in that area. I always say you don't need no research, just visit one of the homes. And that's what is their diet consists of. One of the Alzheimer homes, or one of the, or talk to somebody that have an elderly person. If they're not paying attention to how much sugar they're consuming, it's deteriorating their brains even further. And even us at our age, no matter what age you are, it's important to have good nutrition. And the physicians are telling us that obesity is a factor, and most obese people do eat too much sugar and too much fat. Lack of exercise contributes, and just having an unhealthy diet or a diet high in sugar, as Selena has given us several research that's been done. So you've been on American Health Crisis, and Selena, I'd like for you, because we're almost finished, I'd like you to say something about a couple of your organizations that you're a part of. And before you do that, I want to remind everybody, Protantum, antioxidant, www.mylifevantage.com/Paulette Young. You get a $10 discount if you go to my website and order. That will help some of your situations, too. Okay. Go ahead, Selena. Talk about
yes, one of the first ones we'd like to talk about is Sowing Seeds for Life, which is located at 1350 Arrow Highway. And basically what it does, it provides food for basically more than 6,000 people.
I am a mother.
I am an entrepreneur.
I'm a journalist.
I am a singer.
Maybe it'll go off. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, well, it provides food for more than 8,000 people a year. And, again, it's located at 1350 Arrow Highway. And those of you that be interested in donating or volunteer or finding out more about what we do, the name is, again, Sowing Seeds for Life. And you can find it on Google, and the phone number is area code 909-392-5777. And please ask for Fran. The second organization I'd like to talk about would be the Coley Outreach. And please actually speak to Keith Coley. And primarily what they deal with
is... Go ahead and give a number, because it's going to be turned off in a second.
909-358-7391. And please actually speak to Keith Coley.
Okay,
it's been a
thank
great
you.
Evening. Good night. Thank you.
again, Monday, every Monday, 8 p.m. Pacific time, 858-769-4936. Press 1 if you want to be on the air. Thank you. This is Paulette Young, your host.